Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. And today we are diving into one of the most important topics in your materials unit, papers and boards, and specifically the factors that influence which paper or board a designer chooses for a particular job. This is topic 3.3, and trust me, once you understand this, you'll start seeing these decisions everywhere, on supermarket shelves, in your school textbooks, in product packaging. So let's get into it. When a designer selects a paper or board for a product, they don't just grab whatever's nearest. They think carefully about six key groups of factors. The six factors are aesthetic, environmental, availability, cost, social, and cultural and ethical factors. A great way to remember them is the phrase, "A eager artist creates stunning cards." Aesthetic, environmental, availability, cost, social, cultural. Got it? Let's explore each one. Let's start with aesthetic factors. Aesthetics is all about how something looks and feels, its visual and tactile qualities. When a designer is choosing a paper or board, they're thinking about form, colour, texture and surface graphics. For example, a luxury perfume brand might choose a thick, smooth, cream-coloured board with a soft-touch laminate finish because it feels premium and expensive. Texture matters too. A rough, recycled-looking craft paper might be chosen for an artisan bakery because it communicates a handmade, natural feel. In your exam, talk about the specific visual or tactile properties that match the product's intended image or brand identity. Now, let's move on to environmental factors. This is a huge area in modern design, and examiners love questions about it. Environmental factors include sustainability, the impact of production on pollution, and even considerations around genetic engineering of materials. Sustainability means thinking about where the material comes from and what happens to it at the end of its life. Is the paper sourced from responsibly managed forests? Does it carry FSC certification? That's the Forest Stewardship Council. Recycled board uses significantly less energy to produce than virgin board made from raw wood pulp. Pollution is another consideration. The bleaching process used to make bright white papers can release harmful chemicals, so some designers opt for unbleached alternatives. For exam answers, always link environmental choices back to the designer's responsibility to reduce harm to the planet. Next up, availability factors. A designer might love a particular specialist paper, but if it's not readily available, it could hold up an entire production run. Availability breaks down into two areas: stock materials and specialist materials. Stock materials are standard, widely available papers and boards, things like cartridge paper, corrugated board, or duplex board. These are reliable and cost-effective. Specialist materials are custom or unusual materials, maybe a paper with a metallic finish or a board with a specific texture. These might need to be ordered from specialist suppliers, sometimes from overseas, which means longer lead times. In your exam, think about both the ease of sourcing the material and the reliability of supply.
Now let's talk about cost factors, and this is a multi-layered one. The cost of a paper or board isn't just its purchase price. First, there's the quality of the material itself. Higher quality papers with special coatings cost more per sheet. Then there are decorative techniques. Embossing, foil blocking, or UV spot varnishing add significant cost. Manufacturing processes also matter. Some boards require specialist cutting or laminating equipment. There's also commodity price to consider. The price of raw materials like wood pulp fluctuates on global markets. And finally, there's a really interesting consideration around recycling. Sometimes the cost of recycling a material is actually higher than producing it from raw materials, which creates a tension between environmental ideals and economic reality. Strong exam answers on cost will mention at least three of these dimensions. Moving on to social factors. This is about the people who will use or interact with the product. Designers think about which social groups the product is aimed at: children, elderly people, teenagers, professionals, and choose materials accordingly. Trends and fashion play a huge role here too. Right now, there's a massive trend towards eco-friendly, minimalist packaging, driven by consumer demand for sustainability. A brand targeting environmentally conscious millennials might choose unbleached recycled board with minimal printing because that aesthetic aligns with their customers' values. Popularity matters as well. If a particular packaging style becomes fashionable, designers will adopt similar materials to stay relevant. In your exam, link social factors to the target market and explain how the material choice reflects or appeals to that group. And finally, cultural and ethical factors. This is one of the richest areas for exam marks. Cultural factors mean thinking about whether a material choice is appropriate for the intended market. Colour is a great example here. In some cultures, white is associated with mourning, while in others, it represents purity and celebration. A designer creating packaging for a global market needs to think carefully about how colour choices will be interpreted in different cultural contexts. Ethical factors include avoiding offence, considering the effects of mass production on communities and the environment, and thinking about built-in product obsolescence. That's when products are deliberately designed to have a short lifespan, so consumers buy replacements. This is a big ethical debate in packaging design. The consumer society, our culture of buying and disposing of products rapidly, has a direct impact on how much paper and board is produced and discarded. Strong candidates will engage with these tensions in their exam answers.
Right, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. Tip number one, always use specific terminology. Don't just say the material looks nice. Say the smooth, coated surface of the solid whiteboard enhances the vibrancy of the printed graphics, creating a premium aesthetic. Examiners credit specific, accurate language. Tip number two, for any question worth 4 marks or more, you need to cover multiple factors. A question asking you to explain the factors a designer would consider when selecting a board for luxury chocolate packaging is inviting you to discuss aesthetics, cost, and possibly social and cultural factors. Don't just write about one. Tip number three, the command word evaluate means you need to make a judgment. Don't just list factors, weigh them up. For example, whilst recycled board is more environmentally sustainable, it may not provide the premium aesthetic required for a luxury product, and therefore the designer may need to balance environmental responsibility with brand image. That's the kind of analytical thinking that earns top marks. Tip number four, watch out for the common mistake of describing a material without explaining why it was chosen. Corrugated board is used for packaging, earns no marks. Corrugated board is used for packaging fragile items because its fluted inner layer provides cushioning and impact resistance, protecting the product during transit. That earns marks. Now, a quickfire recall quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one, name the 6 factors that influence the selection of papers and boards. The answer is aesthetic, environmental, availability, cost, social and cultural and ethical factors. Question two, what does FSC stand for and why is it relevant to paper selection? FSC stands for Forest Stewardship Council. It certifies that paper comes from responsibly managed forests, making it a more sustainable choice. Question three, give one example of how cultural factors might influence the choice of colour on packaging. One example, white packaging might be inappropriate in some East Asian markets where white is associated with mourning, so a designer would need to consider alternative colour choices. Question four, what is built-in product obsolescence and why is it an ethical concern in packaging design? Built-in obsolescence is when a product is deliberately designed to have a short lifespan. In packaging, this contributes to excessive waste and resource consumption, which is an ethical concern in a consumer society. Well done for getting through that quiz. To wrap up, today we've covered the 6 key factors that influence paper and board selection: aesthetic, environmental, availability, cost, social, and cultural and ethical. Remember the phrase, "A eager artist creates stunning cards," to recall them in the exam. Always use specific terminology, always explain why, not just what, and for higher mark questions, discuss multiple factors and make evaluative judgments. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.